The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I read Josh Rogan's column in the Washington Post about the bat studies at the Wuhan virology lab, and now I want a flamethrower to be dispatched to Yunnan and to the caves there. But the more important issue is, do you think the Chinese accidentally released this virus on the world as a consequence of these bits of evidence we're seeing?
So to orient all your listeners, Hugh, Josh reports on the existence of cables from our embassy in China from 2018, more than 2 years ago, about alarming safety concerns at both the laboratories in Wuhan. But of course, when coronaviruses like the SARS coronavirus or like this coronavirus are so contagious and can be so deadly, the highest safety practices are needed. And apparently some of our personnel in the Chinese embassy, when they visited the labs in Wuhan, were alarmed at the shoddy safety practices. Now, as I've said, going back to early February, we don't know the origins of this virus. We do know the Chinese Communist Party lied about it originating in that so-called food or wet market. It's only responsible, especially in light of this reporting, that we examine the possibility it originated in those laboratories. Now, again, that doesn't mean that it's man-made or engineered or that it was a bioweapon. It could be simply something as simple as shoddy construction or operational practices or just poor practice among the employees there. Someone got infected and walked out, or they disposed of the animals on which they were experimenting in an unsafe way. The Chinese Communist Party owes it to the world to be upfront and transparent about what was happening in those labs so we can understand more about this virus if it, in fact, originated from those labs.
There are similar concerns about the nearby Wuhan Center for Disease Control and Prevention Lab, which is a biosecurity level 2 lab. It leaves the impression that perhaps, as we have learned about Chinese manufacturing of PPE, they just don't have our standards and they ought not to be entrusted with making our stuff or doing this kind of research.
China has a history of bad laboratory construction and practices. In 2004, after the SARS epidemic subsided, the SARS coronavirus escaped from one of their labs. These scientists at our embassy in Beijing obviously were worried about practices there going back as far as 2 years ago. And surely the Chinese officials knew about these concerns as well, yet they apparently did not do much to try to remedy them. And in fact, now they're engaged in a campaign to disappear anyone with any knowledge about what's happening in Wuhan or at these laboratories or to suppress any kind of research or information about the origins of this virus.
It's so obvious. I got to close quickly by playing for you cut number 11 from yesterday's press conference, Paula Reid and Anthony Fauci. Cut number 11.
Are you doing this voluntarily or did
no,
the president?
No, I'm doing it. Everything I do is voluntarily. Please don't even imply that.
You know, Senator Cotton, the blue bubble is a hell of a drug. Every day the president has a press conference. Never does President Xi have a press conference. The general secretary of the Communist Party never comes out and talks to people. What is wrong with the blue bubble media?
Yeah, I think that's a well-taken point, Hugh, is that Donald Trump is speaking transparently every day directly to the press, and Chairman Xi never does, and everything he says is disinformation. I think so many of the media in Washington are so deranged by their hatred of Donald Trump that every bit of news is spun as anti-Trump news in one way or another.